This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
In this mad, crazy, mixed up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it. Grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk. Because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
Good evening and welcome to the Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9. At 11 o'clock for your Tuesday night, I'm Matt, and I am not joined here this week by my equally grumpy and gay partner, Helen. How the hell are you, Helen?
Hello. I'm wonderful, Matt. How are you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. My week has been a bit... Look, shit went down halfway through the week, to be honest with you, Helen.
Shit went down? Well, I don't think I've been this happy and upbeat since I found out Bert and Ernie were a couple on Sesame Street. And that's saying something because, mind you, Oscar the Grouch was always my actual favourite on the show. Who was yours, Matt?
Oh, God, actually, you put me on the spot there. Mr. Snuffleupagus, because he was the biggest and most complex one.
Well, I digress. My week has been awash with whingers, whiners and wankers, Matt, which always makes for an entertaining week in lockdown. Did you like my alliteration there?
Yes. Is that something to do with Chinese food?
It may well be. But enough about the exciting activities going on in downtown the Beena, given that, you know, 8 p.m. is bedtime for sleep. How was your week, Mr. Grey?
Well, like I said, shit went down. Yeah, it was at one point I looked over and on top of the television, there was some dust.
Right.
Honestly. I mean, I didn't do anything about it, but I'd never noticed it before. That was my week.
Dust on the TV.
Absolutely. I have been watching a lot of TV, actually, and I'm getting slightly worried because my choice of programs over the last week or week and a half has been documentaries about serial killers back to back.
Okay, that is a little concerning. So lucky we're still on our trial separation at present.
Well, I was thinking I can't wait to see you in the flesh again, Helen.
I won't bring Chianti. So what's coming up on tonight's show?
Coming up on tonight's show, we're kicking off with Mad World again. Helsinki, TP or bust.
Excellent. And a new one that you've introduced, Matt.
Yeah, this is a new segment called Crooks Tours. And I'm just going to be delving into that world of dodgy travel.
Excellent. Now, Room 666, this is one you're most proud of this week.
Daytime television.
Love it. And we have our Egypt of the week, Vegan Jogger.
Now, hang on. Have I heard this before?
You've just entered the Grumpy Gay Matrix. Yes, we've been promising the Vegan Jogger for the last 4 weeks. And alas and alack, you haven't heard about him.
Well, that's because we keep nattering on and don't have time to actually do it.
Of course. But this week we are determined. Vegan joggers, beware. And of course, we have our Grumpy Gay music theme of the week. And Mr. Matt, it's your choice.
Yep, my choice this week. Yeah, and look, this is dedicated to Matt Aitken, Mike Stock and Pete Waterman, who helped me resolve a little issue last week, if you'll recall. Yes, I was the victor of the playoff that I entered into with my Finnish death metal playing neighbour. And look, it was 10 hours into my SAW Megamix playoff and there was a knock at the door and there was this pale, gothic little looking thing in black mascara running down his face, begging for mercy. And I'm not an unreasonable man. So it got to When it got to the Reynolds girls, even I was going a little bit crazy.
So you have come out the victor, my little grumpy gay man. So on that note, what are we kicking off our Stock Aitken and Waterman mega marathon with?
Absolute bloody classic, Bananarama, I Heard a Rumour.
Welcome back. So, Mr. Gray, Bananarama and I heard a rumour, and that is you're a bit of a poet.
Oh, okay, I see where you're going with this.
Do you?
Yeah, well, look, I decided, I've got a lot of time on my hands at the moment, so I decided that I would go onto the apps and, you know, just have a bit of a look around. And there was somebody on there who started chatting with me, and I started chatting with them, and it was going quite well, and I thought he was quite funny. So I decided that I'd write him a little poem, which I then ran past you, thinking it was really funny, and you thought it was the most pathetic thing you've ever heard. In fact, you almost sounded as if you were a bit sorry for me.
I thought it was lovely, Matt.
Do you want me to read it out?
Oh, please, go right ahead.
Oh, well, he was getting a bit boring, right? So I had to move it on a bit. So I said, on that note, I'm off to bed, alone. Where I'll wake up tomorrow, alone. Or get a $1,600 fine, for which I'll need to get a loan.
Oh, you're a modern... modern day Byron. Oh, you are.
And strangely enough, I got no reply after that. But there.
It's a mad world.
So, Matt, tonight on Mad World, I think that we, as the grumpiest of gays, do our civic duty each week by highlighting the abject stupidity of 99% of the human population, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And let's face it, over the course of the last few months, we've had ample fodder to select from, such as ridiculous individuals in fisticuffs over a roll of TP, or wankers going for a surf while the rest of the world works together to reduce the curve. That said, and try not to displace the cornflakes covering your unmentionables in your Madonna-inspired bath at present, Mr. Grey, but in this edition of Mad World, I'm going to be, wait for it, complimentary.
Oh no. Didn't we try this last week with Doug? It was a disaster.
Or at least as close as I come to being pleasant and positive as I can. So, getting back to the great TP debacle of 2020, given the current world order, I'm a huge supporter of the Buy Local and Support Small Business campaigns that are running. And if I was currently self-isolating in downtown Helsinki, Mr. Grey, I'd be all over this one like shit on a blanket. Pardon the pun. So, a quick-thinking Helsinki bakery has saved itself from financial ruin due to the new coronavirus pandemic by creating a cake that looks like a toilet roll. The dismayed staff at the Rontostruva, I don't know, Is that close? I don't speak.
I don't know. Let me go and ask my neighbour. Oh, no, sorry, he's finished.
Bakery found all their orders cancelled last month at the same time as panicked consumers began to hoard toilet rolls. This sparked the idea of the toilet roll cake. It's made of oat batter, passion fruit mousse, and covered with white fondant.
That combination does not appeal to me. Oat batter. Surely that's like eating some sort of breakfast bar,
maybe,
isn't it?
Maybe that's a Helsinkian delicacy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I kind of suspect that a real-life toilet roll, the actual cardboard in the middle, probably tastes better than that.
Anywho, the first five cakes sold within an hour. Baker, now here's one for you, Ulyana Timofeeva, told the newspaper that the cake became a social media hit.
I bet it did.
The bakery now has hundreds of orders, and its owner, Sana Lumpinen, has...
You don't do yourself any favours, Helen.
...has even been able to hire two extra people to her nine-member team.
Right, can you name all nine members now, please?
We'd be here all night.
Yeah, I know.
So, Sana Lumpinen has, and I quote, "For us, it's a game changer, and I'm relieved because I know all my employees are safe for months now," she says.
Now, saved by the toilet roll.
Saved by the TP debacle of 2020. Who would have thunk, Mr. Grey, that a bit of bog paper cake could restore my faith in humanity? Well, maybe not go that far, but I think this is absolutely brilliant. What's your thoughts, Matt?
Well, I looked at the pictures on the link that you sent, and actually, do you know, I'm actually quite impressed. That white fondant actually does look like toilet paper. Although I have my concerns that if people are buying it because they cannot buy toilet paper, I don't know how cake would go as an alternative. I reckon it'd be messier than actually just not using toilet paper at all.
This is true, and in no way, this is a community service announcement. The grumpy gays are in no way suggesting that you use the bog paper cake as an alternative.
Unless you're into that. Now, there's a... Which harks me back to a couple of weeks ago. I was telling you about how you can get basically anything that you're interested in on the internet. And I was talking to two friends of mine, and they were telling me about this thing called cake farting. Shall I actually explain what that is?
Oh, it sounds particularly appropriate under the circumstances.
It's watching people on the internet sit on a cake and fart. It's as simple as that.
Okay, let's unpack the layers to this, Mr. Gray.
There's not many layers left after I've sat on it, but anyway.
Why?
I don't, for kicks.
And has the world of cake farting been opened up to you, Mr. Gray?
I don't know, the more I watch it, I find myself strangely attracted to certain types of cake. Particularly a pav. They go everywhere. Anyway, so going back to your
downtown
bog roll cakes. Look, good on them. I'm always very impressed by small businesses that have to think outside the box to make things work for them. And they've seen a gap in the market, if you like, and they have filled it.
Absolutely. With bog paper, to be precise.
Yes.
I think that is brilliant. And as I've said, Matt, this has really restored my faith in humanity in this mad, 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 mad world that we live in.
Absolutely. Coming up, stick around. We are going to be trotting out a new segment called Crooks Tours, where I'm going to be telling you about some of the weirder travel experiences I have had. But the next in our canon of Stock Aitken and Waterman classics, it's Respectable with Mel and Kim.
On every night, explanations are complications. We don't need to know the where or why. Taking chances, bold advances. Don't care if you think we're out of line. Conversation is intelligent.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.